All right, so we're going to be diving into the world of RCS messaging today.
Okay.
You've sent us a ton of articles and research.
Great.
And honestly, with the FBI's recent warning, things sound a little dicey.
Yeah.
But before we jump to any conclusions, let's just break this down.
Sure.
What exactly is RCS? And why is it suddenly making headlines?
Well, you know how you're used to just like plain old texting?
Yeah.
RCS kind of wants to be like its cooler, more evolved cousin.
Okay.
It's the one with like read receipts, so you know when your friend's ignoring you.
Or,
you know, finally being able to send like a decent quality video without it looking like it was filmed on a potato.
Oh, so that's what those are.
Yeah.
I've seen them popping up.
Exactly.
But I was never really sure what was going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Like, what is making all that happen?
So here's the thing with RCS.
Okay.
It uses data, not just your phone signal.
Okay.
And it's tied to your carrier. So it's kind of like they're trying to make a universal iMessage.
Okay.
But not quite there yet.
Interesting. So more bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to work across different phones, in theory.
In theory, yeah.
Sounds pretty good on the surface.
Yeah.
So why is the FBI sounding the alarm?
Well, so in December 2024, they issued a public warning.
Oh, wow. So this is really recent.
Yeah, super recent.
Okay.
Specifically calling out security risks with RCS.
Hmm.
And, you know, some people kind of brushed it off.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Other people went into full panic mode.
I bet.
So we're here to kind of help you figure out where you stand.
I like that.
Yeah.
So that warning definitely caused a stir.
Definitely.
So spill the tea.
Okay.
What's got the FBI so worried?
So there's two big things.
Okay.
First, RCS encryption. You know, the thing that's supposed to keep your messages private.
Right.
Well, it's got some holes.
Oh, no.
Especially when you're talking to someone with an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sending a postcard instead of a letter.
Okay.
Anyone along the way could potentially read it.
So not exactly Fort Knox level security.
It's not quite.
What's the other red flag?
Data leaks.
Okay.
RCS can potentially spill the beans on stuff like your phone number, your IP address.
Right.
Even unique codes that are tied to your device.
Wow.
So suddenly you're way more trackable online, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, for sure.
Think about it. Like, imagine all your online shopping habits.
Oh, God.
Just being shared without your consent.
Yeah. Not cool.
Not cool.
Okay. So we've talked about the scary stuff.
Right.
But let's be fair. There must be some good things about RCS.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, why would anyone use it?
Yeah. Why would companies be pushing this?
Exactly.
So what are the upsides?
So definitely, feature-wise, it blows SMS out of the water.
Okay.
Like, remember those concert videos you were struggling to send?
Oh, yeah.
RCS handles that beautifully.
Nice.
Plus, you know, with Google Messages specifically, if both people are using it, you actually do get decent encryption.
Okay.
So better than nothing, right?
True, true. Yeah. And isn't the whole carrier integration thing supposed to be a plus?
So it is a trade-off.
Okay.
On one hand, it's convenient, right?
Yeah.
No need to download separate apps if your carrier's on board.
Yeah, that is nice.
But the downside is carrier networks aren't exactly known for being super secure.
Mm.
And plus, the whole RCS rollout has been kind of a mess.
Oh, really?
Not every carrier and every phone supports it equally.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bit of a Wild West out there.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So a mixed bag with some potentially serious security concerns.
Yeah.
But the real nail biter here seems to be those encryption gaps.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking to someone on a different platform.
Totally.
Can you break down for us why that's such a problem?
Yeah. So it's all about speaking the same language. You know, digitally speaking,
right.
Google's got their own thing going with Google Messages.
Okay.
Pretty solid encryption. IF, everyone's using it.
Okay.
But the minute you step outside that bubble and you're talking to someone with an iPhone or using a different app,
right.
That encryption can just crumble.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm texting my friend with an iPhone using RCS,
right.
Our conversations are basically open season.
Potentially, yes.
Oh, no.
And that's really the crux of the FBI's warning.
Okay.
People might think they're safe.
Yeah, just because they see RCS.
Exactly, just because they see that little RCS logo.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case.
Got it.
You got to know the limitations.
Okay.
It's not that RCS is like inherently evil.
Right.
It's just not as secure as it might seem at first glance.
So we're not saying ditch RCS entirely.
No.
But we are saying proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Especially if you're sharing anything remotely sensitive.
Exactly.
But the big question is, can RCS be fixed? Is there any hope for it to become truly secure?
There are some ideas floating around.
Okay.
Whether they'll actually happen is another story.
Well, let's hear them.
All right.
What could be done to make RCS a safer bet?
So one idea is like universal end-to-end encryption.
Okay.
Like imagine a world where every single RCS message is locked down tight, no matter what app or phone you're using.
Yeah.
That would be a game changer.
That does sound like the ideal solution.
Totally.
What's standing in the way?
Well, getting everyone on the same page.
Oh, right.
You would need tech giants like Apple and Google, all the different carriers,
right,
developers,
yeah,
to all agree on a single standard.
Right. And then actually implement it properly. They do the whole other can of worms.
Yeah. Huge can of worms.
So it's a long shot. But hey, stranger things have happened. Right.
It's true.
Speaking of Apple and Google.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just, you know, play nice?
Uh-huh.
And make iMessage and Google Messages work together?
Right.
Seamlessly and securely?
Wouldn't that be a dream?
Yeah.
But the reality is, those two are like fierce rivals. Right. Collaboration isn't exactly in their DNA.
I know.
But hey, if they could put their differences aside for the sake of user safety, it would benefit everyone.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So universal encryption.
Yep.
Tech giant collaboration.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a bit of a pipe dream.
Maybe.
What else is on the table?
So another idea is like cutting the carriers out of the equation, at least when it comes to security.
Interesting.
Because right now they have a lot of control over how RCS messages are handled.
Right.
And, you know, let's be honest, cybersecurity isn't exactly their strong suit.
Mm, that's fair.
So if apps could handle the encryption directly,
okay,
it could like bypass those carrier networks and make things a lot safer.
Interesting. So taking power from the carriers and giving it to the app developers.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah?
Is there any precedent for this kind of approach?
Absolutely. Look at WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
They've built a whole empire on secure messaging that works across pretty much any phone and carrier you can think of.
That's true.
They handle their own encryption.
Right.
No carrier meddling involved.
I see.
RCS could definitely learn a thing or two from them.
Okay. So we've got some potential solutions.
Right.
Some more realistic than others.
Yeah.
But let's get down to business.
Okay.
Should you, our listeners, stick with RCS?
Ah, the $1 million question.
I know, right?
Honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
It really depends on your own comfort level.
Okay.
And how you're using RCS.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Can we break it down a bit, though?
Sure.
What's your take for Android users who are already on the RCS train?
Okay. So if you're mainly just chatting with other folks who are also using Google Messages,
okay,
you're in a relatively safe zone.
Good.
Just make sure everyone's on the same page app-wise.
Got it.
That way, you are benefiting from Google's end-to-end encryption.
Right.
But the second you start texting someone with an iPhone or a different app, the alarm bell should start ringing.
Okay. So proceed with caution. Especially in mixed company.
Yes.
What about iPhone users?
iPhone folks, listen up.
Okay.
RCS with your Android buddies is where things get really risky.
Okay.
That encryption gap is wide open.
Got it.
I would tread carefully.
Yeah.
And maybe consider alternative apps for those conversations.
So maybe not the best choice for cross-platform bonding.
Not ideal, no.
Speaking of alternatives, are there any secure messaging apps you would recommend?
Absolutely. So Signal is a great option,
known
for its rock-solid encryption and privacy focus.
I've heard good things about Signal.
Yeah, it's like the Fort Knox of messaging apps.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about WhatsApp?
Oh.
We mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
As a good example of cross-platform security.
So WhatsApp's another solid choice.
Okay.
It's widely used.
Mm.
They offer end-to-end encryption for every message,
okay,
no matter what phone you're using.
Right.
They've really built a reputation for security.
Yeah, they have.
And it works seamlessly across different platforms.
That's great.
Yeah.
And of course, we can't forget about iMessage.
Right.
Kind of the OG secure messaging app.
Yeah.
For the Apple crowd.
So iMessage is pretty much the gold standard for iPhone users talking to other iPhone users.
Yeah.
Super user friendly. And those messages are locked down tight.
Yeah.
With end-to-end encryption.
Okay.
The downside is it's strictly an Apple ecosystem thing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got Signal, WhatsApp,
and
iMessage as our all-star security lineup.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Even if you switch to one of those.
Yeah.
For sensitive conversations, you might still find yourself using RCS sometimes.
That's true.
So what are some essential tips for staying safe when you do?
So golden rule number one, never, ever share sensitive information over RCS.
Okay.
Think bank details, passwords, social security numbers.
Got it.
That kind of stuff is like catnip for hackers.
Right.
And RCS is not the place to be sharing it.
So treat RCS like a public forum.
Yeah, like a public forum.
Okay.
Don't share your deepest, darkest secrets.
Got it. What else should we be careful about?
Keep those messaging apps updated.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I know it's basic.
Yeah.
But updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities.
Right.
Think of it like locking your doors and windows.
That's a good analogy.
It's a simple step that can make a big difference.
Easy enough. Update those apps, folks.
Yeah.
It's like digital self-defense 101.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, don't be afraid to explore different messaging options.
Yeah. Play around.
If RCS is giving you the heebie-jeebies.
Totally.
Try out Signal. Try out WhatsApp.
Yep.
Stick with iMessage if you're in the Apple world.
Right.
There's no shame in having a few different apps.
But sure.
For different purposes.
Exactly.
So diversify your messaging portfolio. I like it.
Uh-huh. I like that.
But let's dive a bit deeper into the listeners' research here.
Okay.
They sent over a bunch of articles about RCS.
Right.
And I want to make sure that we're covering all the bases.
Let's do it. I'm always up for a deep dive.
So one article talks about how RCS actually came to be.
Okay.
Apparently, it was cooked up as a way to give SMS a much-needed makeover.
Yeah, RCS has been in the works for a while. It was supposed to be like the knight in shining armor.
Okay.
Rescuing us from the dark ages of basic texting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But the rollout has been anything but smooth, right?
I know it's been a bumpy ride, that's for sure.
Like, it feels like RCS got stuck in traffic somewhere along the way.
Totally different carriers jumping on board at different times.
Oh, so that's part of the problem.
Phone's not always playing nice.
Yeah.
And that whole lack of a unified standard really threw a wrench in the works.
Right.
If everyone had been on the same page from the get-go, who knows, maybe RCS would be ruling the messaging world right now.
Interesting. A classic case of good intentions. Messy execution.
Totally.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that even the coolest tech can stumble if it's not rolled out properly.
Yeah, for sure.
But the listener is also curious about Google's role in all of this.
Okay.
They seem to be the biggest cheerleader for RCS.
Yeah, they're really pushing it.
Why are they so invested?
Well, for starters, they want to give Android users a better messaging experience.
Okay, that makes sense.
Let's face it, SMS was getting pretty stale.
Yeah, it was.
RCS was their chance to shine.
Okay.
Offering all those cool features that iPhone users have been enjoying with iMessage.
So a little bit of keeping up with the Joneses?
You could say that, but it's also about market share, right? Mm-hmm. Google wants to make Android as appealing as possible.
Uh-huh.
And a top-notch messaging experience is a big part of that.
For sure.
Plus, they probably wouldn't mind taking a bite out of Apple's iMessage dominance.
Uh-huh. Right. A little healthy competition. Never hurt anyone.
Exactly.
But what about the carriers?
The carriers are a bit of a wild card.
Oh, really?
Some have been gung-ho about RCS.
Okay.
Seeing it as a way to rake in some extra cash.
Right.
They figure they can charge for premium features and services.
Ah, the sweet smell of profit makes sense.
Right.
So some are all in.
Yeah.
Others are dipping their toes in cautiously.
Exactly.
A mixed bag, just like everything else with RCS.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, let's tackle another listener question.
All right.
This one's a bit more specific.
Okay.
They want to know exactly what kind of data could potentially leak out through RCS.
Right.
We talked about it generally.
Yeah.
But let's get into the nitty-gritty.
But let's break it down.
Okay.
So first up, your phone number.
Okay.
RCS messages often include your number in the message headers, even if you're not directly sharing it with the person you're texting.
Oh, wow.
It's like having your return address stamped on every postcard you send.
So even if you're trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, exactly.
Your number could still be out there.
It could be out there.
Sick. And then there's your IP address.
Right, your IP address.
That's like your digital fingerprint when you're online.
Exactly.
RCS could potentially expose that.
It can.
Which means someone could track your online movements.
Yeah.
Not exactly ideal if you value your privacy.
Not at all.
Okay, it's starting to feel a bit like we're living in a surveillance state here.
I know, a little bit, right?
And there's more.
There's more.
We're talking about things like your device's IMEI number?
Right, which is like its unique ID card, your SIM card ID, even your location data in some cases.
Wow.
It's a lot of personal information that could potentially be up for grabs.
All right, that's enough to make anyone paranoid.
Yeah.
So RCS can expose a whole buffet of personal data.
It can.
But the listener is also wondering how likely these data leaks actually are.
Right.
Is this like a constant threat? Or are we talking about rare occurrences?
That's the tricky part.
Okay.
Data leaks are often kept hush-hush. companies don't exactly want to broadcast their security failures to the world.
No, they do not.
So it's hard to get, like, solid numbers on how often it happens.
So it's a bit of a blind spot.
It is a bit of a blind spot.
We know it can happen.
Right.
But we don't know how often it does happen.
Exactly.
Reassuring.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like that saying, just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's very true.
Yeah, so it's always best to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And protect yourself just in case.
Good advice.
Right.
So even though we don't have hard data on data leaks,
right,
it's smart to assume that they're a possibility.
Yeah.
And take steps to protect ourselves.
For sure.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about encryption.
Okay.
We've mentioned end-to-end encryption a lot.
Yeah.
But the listener is curious about other types of encryption
sure.
that might be at play with RCS.
Right.
Can you give us a quick rundown?
Sure thing.
Okay.
So one type you'll hear about is TLS.
Okay.
Which stands for Transport Layer Security.
Got it.
It's basically like putting your messages in a secure envelope
okay.
while they're traveling between your phone and the messaging server.
So like a bodyguard for your messages while they're on the move.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you've got end-to-end encryption.
Right.
Which we've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's like having a super secret code.
Right.
That only you and the person you're talking to know. Even the messaging company can't peek inside those messages.
So end-to-end encryption is like the ultimate privacy shield.
You got it.
Okay.
Those are the two big ones to remember when it comes to RCS.
All right. So TLS protects messages in transit.
Right.
And end-to-end encryption locks them down completely.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
okay,
let's zoom out a bit and talk about the bigger picture.
Sure.
The listener is wondering about the future of RCS.
Yeah.
Will it become the king of messaging? Or is it destined to fade into obscurity?
Well, predicting the future of tech is like trying to read tea leaves.
I know, right?
But there are a few possibilities.
Hit me with those possibilities. What are we looking at here?
So one scenario is that RCS just keeps chugging along.
Okay.
Gains more users.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually dethrones SMS as the reigning champion of messaging.
Okay, so the classic underdog story.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Another possibility is that RCS kind of finds its niche.
Okay.
Mainly sticking with Android users and a few dedicated carriers.
Okay.
It could become like a parallel messaging universe, coexisting with other platforms like iMessage and WhatsApp.
So not the king, but maybe a duke or a baron in the messaging kingdom.
Exactly.
All right. And then there's the less optimistic scenario.
Right.
RCS just fizzles out.
Yeah.
Other technologies come along that are more secure.
More user-friendly.
More appealing.
Just plain better.
Right.
Yeah.
So RCS could end up as a forgotten footnote.
It's possible.
In the history of messaging.
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't count RCS out just yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that in the tech world, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
But speaking of the future.
Yeah.
We touched on artificial intelligence earlier.
We did.
It feels like AI is about to change everything.
Right.
Including how we message.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, AI is definitely the wild card in all of this.
Okay.
It has the potential to, like, revolutionize messaging in ways we can't even imagine yet.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Paint me a picture.
Okay.
How do you see AI changing the messaging game?
Well, think about those chatbots you see popping up everywhere these days. They're already being used for customer service,
yeah.
answering basic questions, mm-hmm. even providing entertainment.
Sure.
But as AI gets smarter,
yeah.
those chatbots are going to become way more sophisticated.
So we're talking about bots that can actually hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Understand our needs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even crack a joke or two.
Potentially crack a joke. Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine having a chatbot.
Yeah.
That can schedule your appointments.
Book your travel.
Help you find information online.
Totally.
It'd be like having a personal assistant.
Right, in your messaging app.
That's both amazing and a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
It feels like we're stepping into sci-fi territory here.
A little bit.
But I have to ask, wouldn't that make us even more reliant on technology?
Mm.
Like, are we going to forget how to talk to actual humans?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to be mindful of.
Right.
AI should enhance our communication.
Right.
Not replace it entirely.
Totally.
It's all about finding the right balance.
I think that's a good philosophy for technology in general.
Yeah.
Finding that sweet spot.
Right.
Where it makes our lives better without taking over completely.
Totally.
But let's talk about the flip side for a minute.
Okay.
We've talked about the potential for AI to do good.
Right.
But what about the risks? Could it be used to manipulate people? Spread misinformation?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
There's always the potential for misuse.
Right.
Imagine AI-generated deepfakes.
Oh, yeah.
Being used to spread false information.
Right.
Or create, like, super convincing phishing scams.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
It feels like we're already struggling to distinguish truth from fiction online.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder.
AI could make that problem a whole lot worse.
It's a real concern.
Oh, okay.
And it's something we need to be prepared for.
Right.
That's why it's so important to develop, like, ethical guidelines for AI.
Okay.
Make sure it's used responsibly.
So it's not just about building better technology.
Exactly.
It's also about building better humans.
Better humans.
Humans who can think critically and navigate this complex digital landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty of RCS.
Yeah.
To the mind-blowing possibilities of AI. It's been quite a journey.
It has been a journey.
But you've done a fantastic job of breaking it all down for us.
Oh, thanks.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Sure.
As they navigate this ever-changing messaging landscape.
Just remember that the world of messaging is constantly evolving.
Right.
New technologies emerge, old ones adapt, and the only constant is change.
Very true.
So stay curious.
Okay.
Stay informed.
Uh-huh.
And most importantly, stay safe out there.
Excellent advice. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listener, thank you for sending us this fascinating topic.
Yeah.
We hope this deep dive has been insightful and helpful.
Absolutely.
Remember, the future of messaging is in our hands.
It is.
Let's make sure it's a future we can all feel good about. This has been the deep dive.
So some are all in it, others are dipping their toes in cautiously.
Right.
A mixed bag, just like everything else with RCS.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's tackle another listener question.
All right.
This one's a bit more specific. They want to know exactly what kind of data could potentially leak out through RCS.
Right.
We talked about it generally.
Yeah.
But let's get into the nitty gritty.
Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
First up, your phone number.
Okay.
RCS messages often include your number in the message headers.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're not, like, directly sharing it
right.
with the person you're texting.
Oh, wow.
It's like having your return address stamped on every postcard you send.
So even if you're trying to be sneaky?
Yeah, exactly.
Your number could still be out there.
It could be out there.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And then there's your IP address.
Right, your IP address.
That's like your digital fingerprint when you're online.
Exactly.
RCS can potentially expose that.
It can.
Which means someone could track your online movements.
Yes. Yeah.
Not exactly ideal if you value your privacy.
Not at all.
Okay. Starting to feel a bit like we're living in a surveillance state here.
I know, a little bit, right?
And there's more.
There's more.
We're talking about things like your device's IMEI number.
Right. Which is like its unique ID card.
Right.
Your SIM card ID, even your location data in some cases.
Wow.
It's a lot of personal information that could potentially be up for grabs.
All right. That's enough to make anyone paranoid.
Yeah.
So RCS can expose a whole buffet of personal data.
It can.
But the listener is also wondering how likely these data leaks actually are.
Right.
Is this a constant threat? Or are we talking about rare occurrences?
That's the tricky part.
Okay.
Data leaks are often kept hush-hush.
Right.
Companies don't exactly want to broadcast their security failures to the world.
No, they do not.
So it's hard to get, like, solid numbers on how often it happens.
So it's a bit of a blind spot.
It is a bit of a blind spot.
We know it can happen.
Right.
But we don't know how often it does happen.
Exactly.
Reassuring.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like that saying,
yeah.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's very true.
Yeah. So it's always best to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And protect yourself just in case.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So even though we don't have hard data on data leaks,
right.
It's smart to assume that they're a possibility.
Yeah.
And take steps to protect ourselves.
For sure.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So good advice.
Uh-huh.
Even though we don't have hard data on data leaks,
right.
It's smart to assume that they're a possibility and take steps to protect ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Absolutely.
It really feels like we're on the cusp of like a whole new era of communication.
It does.
Who knows what messaging will even look like in a few years.
Right. It's exciting and a little bit daunting at the same time.
Absolutely. But hey, that's what keeps things interesting, right?
It's true.
So before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of RCS and beyond,
yeah.
I want to circle back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
About AI having the potential to revolutionize messaging.
Right.
Can you give us like some specific examples of how you see that playing out?
Let's say you're planning a trip with some friends.
Okay.
Instead of everyone going back and forth in a chaotic group chat.
Oh, God, the group chat.
Trying to coordinate flights, hotels, activities.
I know, it's a nightmare.
You could have an AI-powered chatbot do all the heavy lifting for you.
Okay, now that's a use case I can get behind.
Right.
No more endless group texts, sign me up.
Exactly. The chatbot could gather everyone's preferences.
Okay.
Search for the best deals.
Uh-huh.
And even book everything for you.
Wow. Talk about a stress-free vacation. That's pretty mind-blowing.
Right.
But it goes beyond travel, right?
Oh, absolutely. AI could transform how we interact with businesses and services in general.
Okay, like what?
Imagine ordering food booking appointments.
Oh, yeah.
Or even getting customer support all through like a seamless conversation with mm-hmm. an AI assistant.
So it's like having a personal concierge available 24/7.
Exactly.
That is pretty amazing.
It is.
But I have to ask, wouldn't that make us even more reliant on technology? Are we just going to forget how to talk to actual humans?
That's a fair point, and it's something we need to be mindful of.
Right.
AI should enhance our communication, not replace it entirely.
Totally. It's all about finding the right balance.
It is all about finding the right balance.
But let's talk about the flip side for a minute.
Okay.
We've talked about the potential for AI to do good.
Right.
What about the risks?
Yeah.
Could it be used to manipulate people or spread misinformation?
Unfortunately, yes. There's always the potential for misuse.
Right.
Imagine like AI-generated deepfakes.
Oh, yeah.
Being used to spread false information or create, you know, super convincing phishing scams.
That's a scary thought. It feels like we're already struggling to distinguish truth from fiction online.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder.
And AI could make that problem a whole lot worse.
It's a real concern, and it's something we need to be prepared for.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to develop, like, ethical guidelines for AI and make sure it's used responsibly.
So it's not just about building better technology. It's also about building better humans.
Better humans.
Humans who can think critically and navigate this complex digital landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty of RCS to the mind-blowing possibilities of AI, it's been quite a journey.
It has been a journey.
But you've done a fantastic job of breaking it all down for us.
Oh, thanks.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listener with?
Just remember that the world of messaging is constantly evolving.
Right.
New technologies emerge, old ones adapt, and the only constant is change. So stay curious.
Okay.
Stay informed. And most importantly, stay safe out there.
Excellent advice. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listener, thank you for sending us this fascinating topic. We hope this deep dive has been insightful and helpful. Remember, the future of messaging is in our hands. Let's make sure it's a future on. We can all feel good about. This has been the deep dive.